We're looking at Psalm 41 this morning, and it says that Psalm 1 through 41 is what they called the first book of the Psalms. They broke it down into five books, and this psalm ends the first book, and it's really interesting then to look at it and see what is actually included in Psalm 41. Well, David is on a kick to remind God of what he's supposed to do. Okay, he's telling God. He's saying, God, you need to always help the poor and the helpless, okay? And then he says you're to bless them, preserve them, protect them, see that their enemies are defeated, restore them from sickness, and raise them up. Amen. He's agreeing with God of what God's character actually is. This is who God is, and this is what he does, okay? Then he calls out to God to heal him. First, he's praying for other people, intercessory prayer. Then he gets down, oh, and me, Lord, heal me and deliver me. And then he goes into his usual tirade. Who are we supposed to do tirades before? Our friends, our husbands, our wives, or God? Well, if we follow the pattern, and God said that he loved David, and David was special in his eyes, well, that's because he didn't tell everybody else about his tirades against his enemies, but he told God, and he went on and on and on, and he badmouths them to God really bad, and he tells God to get them and what they've done to him, and he's so offended at them. And then he goes on and he says, oh, maybe I better look at my own life. Then he looks at his own life and he says, God, don't let me fail. I might fail you. I have failed you. But God, I'm praying, don't let me fail. Hold on to me. Keep me. Keep me as the apple of your eye. I really can't keep myself. So then we see, how does this first book of the Psalms end? Well, it ends in verse 13. And King James says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. And amen. Two amens. Blessed be God. Amplified says it this way. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, from this age to the next, and forever. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. And again, amen and amen, which means so be it. Passion, Simmons puts it this way. Everyone praise the Lord God of Israel, always and forever, for he is from eternity past and will remain for the eternity to come. Yes, 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 yes. That's the way it will be forever. Faithful is our King. Are you faithful? Not always. I'm not always faithful, but he is faithful. He is my faithfulness. He is my King forever and ever and ever. Stand and let's say it together. And we're going to, it only has one amen on this translation, but as we say it, guess what? We're going to put two amens on the end of it. Everyone, praise the Lord God of Israel, always and forever. For he is from eternity past and will remain for eternity to come. That's the way it will be forever. Faithful is our King. Amen and amen.